Tell me a little bit about what happens here at the Geovation Hub and something about the role that you play.
Sure. So Geovation is Ordnance Survey and the Land Registry's Open Innovation Centre. So we work with startups and entrepreneurs to help them build new location data businesses. And we provide a whole range of services and support, so helping bring lean startup methodologies, agile training, working with leadership training for entrepreneurs. And also we have a development team who help build new products and get into market.
Wonderful. And tell us something about your introduction to coaching.
So I've been aware of coaching for some time, and working with Natural Flow was the first time I'd actually experienced firsthand that the real power that it can have in helping you address and unblock challenges in your professional life. So I recently moved into a leadership role in this organisation, and it was quite a challenging time understanding, you know, how I was going to balance my own needs and priorities with those of my team and the wider business. And working with Natural Flow really helped me explore some of those issues in a very helpful way. We found that coaching was good for me personally. My colleagues also got involved in that. We're now seeing it as a key component in how we work with entrepreneurs and startups.
Oh, wonderful. So really sort of a development journey that has brought it more into the sort of the fabric of the organisation.
Yes, absolutely. I think there's lots of preconceptions about what coaching is and isn't. I think the phrase that we've used working with you is this idea of a thinking partner.
Yes.
And just exploring some of the dynamics that we experience in our professional and personal lives, and how we bring a more considered approach to how we interact with others, with perhaps more respect and understanding of other people's perspectives in how they go about achieving their own goals.
I must admit, I haven't had a real understanding of what coaching was before. I did not have a very preconception of what it might entail. So I think I went into the coaching very much with I'll see what happens and let myself be surprised with how it goes forward and what I can get out of it. I try to be as open as I can. The only preconception was perhaps that I believed it to be sort of a training tool or a sort of a, you know, self-development tool in some way or another. Mm. But in terms of how that unfolded or what sort of, you know, what came with it or what the coaches were able to do and not to do, that was very much a new experience for me.
Thank you. And was that uncovered when you sat with your coach for the first time? How was that moment?
In terms of understanding what it entails?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I think my coach was quite open and honest about, you know, what she assumed or what she wanted me to get out of it and what she is here to do or what she is here not to do. Mm. So being quite clear about, you know, what I can get out of it.
So something about the boundary, something about the contract that you set.
Yes, up. Yeah. And luckily she was very open to what I also wanted to, where I wanted to go, and, you know, taking ideas on from my side as well, which was great. So, yeah.
What would you say your style of coaching is?
I take a sort of person-centred approach. I'm all about when people come and have a session with me, it's very relaxed, very informal. I'm professional, but it's like a conversation. It's a safe space. Today's world, we're all so busy in our lives. I like to think that it's an opportunity for someone to come, and it's a conversation where I ask sort of open, powerful questions. And it's an opportunity really just to stop, have me as like a sounding board, and just really reflect and get clarity in what they want out of life or whatever it is that they want from the sessions. And a bit of humour as well. I like to think it's an informal. I take an informal approach, but will challenge when necessary to drive to the results that they want.
I think the team as a whole found it a really interesting exercise. It wasn't uniformly easy. I mean, coaching is a very personal process, and I think some of our team members responded incredibly positively. Some found it more challenging, But I think that exercise in itself is interesting. It pushes people to levels of their outside their comfort zone, perhaps. And it's in those spaces where people are feeling perhaps a little more uncomfortable that they learn a bit more about themselves. But no, I think generally speaking, that the feedback's been extremely positive, and that's what's led us to kind of look at it engaging with coaching more generally in our work here.
Yeah, my experience at the coaching was very progressional, very positive. It started slow, I must admit, because there was no preconception to what I really understood for the journey to be or to look like. It was initially hard to open up and to really just go for it, and also to understand what I can get out of in terms of the workplace engagement. But it was a great journey that became stronger and stronger through each session, and it became a lot clearer as to really where I can go with this. So overall, it was very positive. It was very insightful. I still think a lot about some of the tools that we did use in the sessions whenever I get the time.
Tell me something about one of the tools that you worked with that really fascinated you.
The one that really stuck with me was the tool of, I guess it's Gestalt.
A Gestalt technique?
Okay. Yes, yeah, okay.
What did that entail?
That entailed basically looking at your current self versus your futuristic self, so the self that you're aiming to strive forward to. And then a third persona that is basically, like the fly in the room, sort of observing these two personas having a conversation with each other.
Perceptual positioning.
And yes, exactly. And that, I think that was a very strong, that had a very strong impact on me, because it really needed me to just open my mind up for whatever I wanted to explore, and to be just really honest with myself in order to really take advantage of that kind of tool. Because obviously it's easy just to say, oh, I'm this person now, I want to be this amazing person later. And it was quite hard to progress into that. So actually the hardest bit was the third person being sort of the observer of the two personas having a conversation, because you really started to look at, what were your ambitions? Where are you now? What's actually blocking you to go for these kind of paths that you're really interested in taking? And that just really, it was challenging but very insightful. So that was very strong.
So you were part of the Geovation coaching program.
Yes.
As one of the coaches. How was your experience of that program?
It's been great. It's been a real experience. I think it's about a 6-month project, and it's been, I was working with two different clients, and coming in and being sort of a external person working with people internally has been really powerful. I think they've seen me, it's because I'm non-biased, I've just come in, it's a totally safe space to talk. And as I mentioned before, the two clients wanted very different things, and the results were also very different. But that's what makes it so exciting. It's about understanding what it is that they want. I know one was much more about confidence building. They were lacking confidence, which was having an impact on their personal life, but also internally within the company, it was having an impact on them meeting their work objectives and also sort of their relationships amongst their peers. And that was really present from session one. And it was a great journey to be working with them and seeing that change as the time went on. And it wasn't just in the sessions. I think a lot of reflection takes place within the sessions. So it's like it's interesting to see what they bring to the session each time. So I take an you asked me before about my coaching style. I'd also say I take an emerging coaching style in that I very much hear where they're at that time. But the progress really was evident, and you could see the results by the end. But I also acknowledged one couldn't rush it. With the second client, I had to follow her lead and challenge when she was ready to be challenged, and also take note of when she'd come in possibly in a slightly different mood that needed to be listened to more. So I kind of learned to kind of respect that.
I think whether you call it coaching or any other kind of practice in this kind of reflective mode is just a really important way of gaining perspective on the challenges you're facing. And I don't think we spend enough time as individuals reflecting. I know I didn't. I know I found that something that I didn't think was necessary, but having having spent some time over the last couple of years bringing more reflective practice into my own management and my own personal life, I think it does have a real benefit and impact, particularly when you've got a lot of uncertainty. And I think the reality about the sphere we operate in with startups is these are environments of radical uncertainty, right, where you don't know what's happening in the next 1 month, 3 months, 6 months. You know, this is a very challenging environment. Those are the moments at which this is really valuable. I think if you don't do that, you can struggle to gain perspective on the challenges you're facing. It can become quite overwhelming. So I think that's why I think it's an interesting part of what we can do here.
Ooh, that's a hard question. I think, personally, I think there were a number of great insights, obviously from the coaching for me. However, I think there was one that stuck or resonated with me the most, which was the idea that it's okay to self-doubt yourself. It's okay to feel the need for some external sort of insight or an external point of view to help you sort of go beyond that self-doubt or to accept it in actual fact. So it's okay to not be on this ideal path that you envisage for yourself. But that, you know, you understand that things are unraveling the way you don't always expect to. And therefore, it's quite meaningful often to have an external point of view to help you unfold that and to really understand what makes you the person you are. What are your strengths and how can you actually use these strengths to move into that path that you envisage for yourself?
So I think there's several outcomes we were seeking, one of which was just generally a sense that the team felt invested in, that people felt that this was not... I think initially we started looking at coaching for the management team here. Yes. I think it was very important for us quite quickly. We moved beyond that and made it feel like it was an inclusive process that was accessible to the entire team, to show that we were investing in their own personal development, to give them the tools they would need, and also to move to this idea of we're trying to build quite a flat structure here. It's not always easy. I mean, clearly there's always a level of hierarchy, but creating that environment of respect where people feel they can bring their own needs and requirements to the table in a more kind of environment of equals is something that's quite important. And it's hard, particularly for junior staff members and junior team members, to feel that they can have their needs expressed and met in a way that's quite mature. And I think coaching has definitely helped our team feel more empowered to talk about what they need. And hopefully as a management team it enables us to sort of respond to that more effectively.
Okay, and on that, do you have an understanding of the different styles of coaching? Talking about performance coaching, goal-focused coaching. What's your view on that? This style of coaching is it's transformation, it's emergent.
Yeah.
I can only speak to the
processes that we've gone through here because we haven't experienced other forms of that. I am aware of performance coaching. I think for us, it is much more about that more emergent ability for people to find what's important to them. That's the ideal outcome. We want people to ultimately to feel more engaged and more satisfied in what they do. And that hopefully will mean they find a better way of engaging with us here in their work at Geofation. It might mean actually they look at they evaluate what they're doing and go, actually this isn't the right place for me. I wanted something different with my life. And and actually if someone is unhappy where they are because it's not delivering what they want, then that's kind of important for us to know, because we want people here to feel engaged in the process and to feel, you know, this is what they want to be doing. And the goodies on the whole, I think they do, But I think that's where this transformational coaching has definitely been exactly that.
So when Alex, the head of Geovation, came to me initially and asked me for a coaching program, it was in response to an organisational driver for how is my behaviour in the workplace affecting the overall team, its performance, and therefore the organisation too. Initially, I sat down with my team and we co-created a coaching framework that spoke to that context. We then used their strengths assessments program to be the inputs into the coaching conversations. And from there, we built trust and rapport. We created that kind of psychological safety that allowed the clients to show up fully and to really sort of examine and explore their workplace challenges. This is different to goal-focused coaching or performance coaching in that it's a journey of discovery, uncovering what's going on for each client in different ways. So it's no real one-size-fits-all. It's actually much more at the personal level that we were doing this work. This is a good fit with the Animas approach to coaching, which comes out of the humanistic school of thought. It's much more person-centered, and it's really about examining who is that person in that context and what are they feeling and experiencing, and working from there to actually get towards what organisations want more of, which is how do we flow value through our business. So the value of working with external coaches in an organisation is that we come with a not knowing mindset. We come from outside, we're not part of the system, and therefore we don't really have that sort of cultural reference. So we bring unbiased, non-judgmental perspective on what's going on in the workplace. And from there we get a chance to actually, together as a team, we've done this with Geovation, step out and examine what are the systemic behaviours that we're seeing, what are the kind of patterns that we're uncovering. Once you can understand those, you can then start thinking about, well, how do we actually move beyond this? And this is where you can engage with us more deeply to take the next step towards more organisational fluidity, I would say.